Okay, Wednesday, 8:06:25. This is part four of How Faith Works, and we're going to look at faith's corresponding action. Faith has a corresponding action, but not according to the flesh. Men seek doctors and follow their plan to the letter. Why would God's people not listen to him concerning the action to take concerning divine healing? And I believe this is where we are missing it. People tend to just mix it all up. We need to hear from God. Just like a doctor has a plan for your recovery, if you go and you're diagnosed, they have a plan for different kind of procedures or different kinds of medications and all kinds of things for your recovery. Well, God has a recovery plan. And just like Brother Hagin used to say, if the doctor said, come back Tuesday, you come back Tuesday. If you said, no, come back Thursday, you'd come back Thursday. If he loaded you up with prescriptions, you'd wait at the pharmacist till they filled the prescription. You'd do everything to the letter. Go have this test done, you'd go have that test done. Like clockwork. Every 6 months, you're on their schedule to come in for your annual. But they won't give God the time of day to even have a say. Once I was having some digestive problems, and I'd been doing some natural remedies and stuff. After about a month of that, it wasn't working, so I spent one afternoon before the Lord, and he said a peace came up in my heart that I was healed, and he said, okay, you got to lay that other stuff down. I said, yes, sir. Never look back. That's how it's done. I could have saved myself a whole month of grief if I'd just done that in the first place. Okay. We've heard what the faith teachers have said about their own experiences, but can we follow what they did? I think not. We must follow the Holy Spirit to learn what corresponding action we are to take in our recovery. Jesus already took it. We already know that. Jesus already took all sickness, all disease for all time. So he's already our healer. He's already Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. So we already know it's already in salvation. It's part of the plan. Wouldn't it be worth finding out? Go to the world's resources, people you don't know. And in today's society, I wouldn't trust them at all. But God that knows all things about you, all things about all things, and has a complete and total recovery plan for you, would it not be foolish to not seek him out? Okay. We must take Mary's advice. Whatever he says to you, do it. As spiritual people, our quest in life should be to learn to follow the Spirit. Organized religion has promoted works of the flesh, or at least all the places I have experienced. They're no different from the world in that respect. I remember Charles Capps talking about this foolishness, now people think they are healed and get off their meds and die. Now, if you're a person that's been on medications and all these kind of things, you better hear from God, or he's right. You could jeopardize your life because you get off of things that you've been put on, and who knows what the side effects are or whatever. You know, if you go to God and he says, okay, you get off those meds, then you get off the meds. But you let God lead you out of that to your recovery and what you should do. If you're on the meds and things, you better hear from God. That's just wisdom. Faith is a recovery operation, recovering ourselves out of the snare of the devil. This is 2 Timothy. That's what Jesus did. He came and put the devil back in his place and put us back in our place through the new birth. 2 Timothy 2:24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive But be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God preadventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him as well. As a church, we're going to have to get over ourselves. We're going to have to listen to the apostles and the prophets. You're going to have to listen to God's plan. He doesn't do anything unless he revealed it to his servants, the prophets. And he's put the apostles in place to bring instruction and sound doctrine to bring you out right here. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, if they will hear the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So it's a recovery operation. We don't want anyone falling into the ditch on the other side. Okay. Let's see what that... People need to learn to hear God from themselves. You know, we went through the years where the prayer lines were the thing. You know, everybody's on everybody's prayer line. Well, that's not what he said. He said, you go to the Father who sees in secret. He'll hear you and reward you openly, is what it says. So this depending on somebody else to get it for us, well, that's what all the special speakers coming in and all these gifts, we, you know, they all pray for everybody to get them healed. This ought to be something we do on a regular basis. We know how to get healed. There isn't one single born-again Christian that doesn't have a connection with God. It's they don't seek it. They don't seek it out. That's the problem. They don't communicate. Pressure would cause us people to get back under the flesh. A lot of times, you know, if things aren't going the way you think they ought to or fast enough, we want to seek things out. We get in the flesh. What are we doing? We're just knocking our faith out. Okay, James 2, 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. That doesn't mean that we have to act like we're healed, say we're healed, or do anything unless God says that's what you do. Now, my current situation, the Lord said, I said, what are the light be words for me in this situation? He said, you are well. I said, okay. I don't make confessions. I don't go around praising God and, you know, all this mess that you think you have to do, which we should always praise God, but you know what I'm saying, thinking if we'll praise him enough, he'll hear us and he'll answer us. No, we go into it knowing he's already answered through Jesus. He already answered it. He already said yes and amen, right? Concerning healing, concerning anything you'll ever need. There should be no pressure or condemnation in this recovery operation. God has a plan for your recovery. We need to hear from him directly. Jehovah Rapha is on the case if you will wait long enough and hear what he has to say about it. This is Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. He wants us to be more than conquerors. That is what he did. That's what he accomplished in Jesus for us. Brother Hagin used to say that most follow the doctor to the letter. Why wouldn't you hear from the great physician? I think a lot of people just don't really know the Word of God, and they really don't know they have these things. Some would say that God uses medicine. He doesn't, because he doesn't need to. But it is not his way. But if you are on meds, then hear him how to get off of them. Already kind of touched on that. Confessions, what a mess. Let him tell you also what to say. In the begging, God didn't just come on the scene and say, but his spirit hovered over the situation. In the beginning, God didn't just come on the scene and say whatever he wanted to say, but his spirit hovered over the situation and gave him the words, light be. He spoke light be and light was. We are made in his image and likeness to act just like him. But the key is, they that wait upon the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I've used that scripture many times. You can't mount up if you haven't waited. You can't mount up with healing in your wings if you haven't waited. Okay. Naturally speaking, most people have insurance benefits and what they need to, and they know how you're supposed to use them. They've got a manual or whatever they have to look to every time they decide they're going to go to the doctor or whatever, and they're going to find out what all they have to do it. Like I said, they're willing to go through all of that, sit in waiting rooms, wait in lines at the pharmacy, all of that, they're willing to do that to get healed. But they don't think about spending 1 minute waiting on God. Okay. If you wait upon the Lord and hear what he says and do what he says, you will never fail. You will eliminate all the hits and misses out of your life if you will learn to do that. You feel like, oop, I don't do anything less God says. I mean, that's just plain as simple as you can get right there. We don't do anything independently. Jesus did not move out independently. He said, you don't realize when I'm speaking to you, it's the Father in me doing the works. He tells me what to do and I do it. Here are some examples. We're going to look at some scriptures. Matthew chapter 8. There's lots of healing scriptures, but these are just ones where Jesus gave them some instruction. This is 8 verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see, thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. That was his corresponding action. All right, verse 5 there. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth that. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. He got it. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Okay, let's keep going here. And when Jesus was come, 14, into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand. The fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. She got up and acted well. She had a house full of people in her house. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. What word? Father's word. Healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. You know what the problem is? People get tired of waiting. They want God to just, you know, they snap their finger and God comes a-running. You know, they want their answer right now. And if they have to wait, circumstances sometimes will dictate they go choose some other way. Okay, Matthew, this is Matthew 9, verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. Behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their face, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk, that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. And saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. God's health care plan for man, Jesus. He paid a dear price for it. Let's go over to Mark. This is Mark chapter 1, 39. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away. I don't know what he charged him with, but it said he did. Then he said, this is what he charged him with, sorry. And he saith unto him, See, thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Yeah, Jesus would tell them, don't say anything. Well, the first thing they'd do, go tell it. It'd be hard not to tell it. Okay, Mark chapter 2. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, but so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? Immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easy to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We've never seen it on this fashion. The religion was never about getting healed, but about making money off the sick. The medical. The religious leaders. Was not, in Jesus' day, it was not about them helping anybody. It was about getting their money. And it's not any different today. It's not about getting well. Like I told you, the man that went to the ER was there 2 hours, and his bill was over $42,000. They showed the bill. He showed the bill. Oh, Lord. $42,000, I'm going. I wonder what the breakdown of that was. How much they're charging for something that cost them a few dollars. It's a racket. Okay. 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is a root to all evil. There's the root of it right there. Okay, a couple more scriptures and we'll be done. Mark 5. Starting with verse 1 there. And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had this his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains. The chains had been plucked asunder by him, the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto them, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. You know, that's a kind of, that's, I don't know if it's still going on, but I remember, especially the youth of this nation, that that was kind of a thing, the cutting on themselves and all this stuff. Well, this man had demons. For he said unto them, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. He besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh to the mountain a great herd of swine feeding. All the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and there were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Father's given him all these instructions. He didn't just pull that out of his hat, his magic hat. Father's given him these instructions, telling him, send him into the pigs. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he had come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things God hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. He departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh to the sea, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. When he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. See, Jairus had spoken at the beginning. Come and pray for my daughter and she'll live. And he suffered no man to follow him, Saint Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And when he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult, them that wept and wailed greatly, when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. They laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was lying. He took the damsel by the hand and saith unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, commanded that something should be given her to eat. See, we need to hear God about everything and whatever we do. In everything. Not just health and healing, but finances and anything other decision that we have to make. We need to hear from God. He's got a plan. Thank you.